Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words concerning Donald Trump's recent attempt to appear more presidential by slightly softening his position of shooting undocumented immigrants on sight. Lately, he seems to be almost kind of sort of nearly becoming semi-reasonable. But even the fluffiest down-filled Donald Trump could still poke huge holes in our democracy without swinging his elbows very wide. The commander-in-chief gets to command, chiefly, plotting not just the direction of the ship of state, but also staffing the helm, and determining who gets to work in the ship's laundry. With victory comes the spoils, and that includes picking a cabinet, judges, and over 300 other appointments that don't require Senate approval, including commission heads, council members, foundation flunkies, national park eagle wranglers, theme park roller coaster rail greasers, swan boat concession sommeliers, and employees at shoeshine kiosks in federally funded transportation hubs. So based on his experience in the public spotlight, thus far, here's an educated guess as to who President Trump might pick for certain positions. Supreme Court Justice, Judge Judy, Surgeon General, Hannibal Lecter, Secretary of State, Vladimir Putin, Secretary of Agriculture, Tommy Chong, Environmental Protection Agency, whoever is CEO of Mobil Exxon, FBI Director, Rudy Giuliani, Attorney General, Gary Busey, Postmaster General, Scott Baio, Secretary of Defense, Buford T. Justice, Secretary of Interior, Arsenio Hall, Ambassador to the United Nations, Melania Trump, Secretary of Education, Sarah Palin, Secretary of Health and Human Services, Martin Shkreli, Secretary of Labor, Mike Tyson, Secretary of Transportation, that old guy from Duck Dynasty, Secretary of the Treasury, Scrooge McDuck, Executive Administrator of the Small Business Administration, Carl Icahn, and finally, Federal Deputy Northeast Regional Bridge Inspector, Chris Christie. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.